Yesterday, we learned that police in Akron, Ohio, fired an astounding 90 shots at a young, unarmed black man named Jalen Walker, shooting him 60 times, riddling his body with bullets literally from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. 8 officers, 7 of them white, of course, fired the shots. Even after Jalen fell down, they continued to shoot. It's one of the most despicable, infuriating, heartbreaking stories I've ever heard. I'm going to tell you what I can and what I know. It's one of those stories, and this young brother is one of those names that I think we'll always know. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Over the past 10 years, I traveled to 47 different states, to nearly 250 different cities and towns across America. And one of those places was Akron, Ohio. And Akron is, we think of Akron, I think of Akron now and think of LeBron James. But it's one of those cities, maybe even like where I'm from, Lexington, Kentucky. It's one of those places that you hear about your whole life and may never travel to. Akron is not necessarily known as a tourist destination. And I don't say that as a diss. It's part of why I loved my travel in getting to see the entire country and understand how it works, what the people are like. And Akron, like many towns and cities across America, actually has an ugly history of police brutality. And the thing is, I would say 1 out of every 300 or 400 people police kill in this country have a case that goes viral. So for every case that goes viral, there are 300 people that are killed that you may never hear about, whose stories may stay in Akron, in Lexington, in Rochester. But people there know. And anybody who's listening to this who might be from Akron, they know that they have a real serious problem with police brutality. And so when we learned this week that a young brother named Jalen Walker was shot 60 times by police, you assume that Jalen got out of his car with an AR-15 and was firing it at police, right? But what we do know is that mass shooters, particularly white mass shooters, are almost never shot at all by police. It's almost exclusively, time after time after time, young black men who've killed nobody. In fact, we've learned that Jalen Walker has never been in trouble a day in his life, never been arrested, never been in trouble with the police, was never in trouble in school, was a sweet soul, a quiet guy, was a DoorDash delivery man who loved his family and was pulled over this week for what police are calling a traffic violation. But I even need to see that. Like, what traffic violation was it? Like, I want to know. Tell me. Show me. Show me the proof. Because traffic violations are often just racial profiling. What they often mean in a town like Akron is, we saw a black man and felt like pulling him over. And so maybe there was a traffic violation, maybe there wasn't. But somehow that traffic violation went from traffic violation to them firing 90 shots. Police have said a number of things that they think happened. And I have not repeated any of that publicly because I don't trust a word police say. They are consistently, habitually liars. They misrepresent things to better themselves, to protect themselves. And we'll see what the facts are. But even police have admitted, and the media in Akron and in Cleveland, the media has already reported that when Jalen was shot 60 times in at least 90 shots that were fired, they said everything I see now says 90 plus. In the 90 plus shots that were fired, in the 60 plus shots that hit Jalen, every report says that he was unarmed when he was shot. And so at this point, I trust that he was unarmed when he was shot. I don't care about anything else you say. Nothing else matters to me. We are told that it's very possible that we will get body camera footage today. Maybe tomorrow. Akron is shutting down. They're canceling festivals. And I've spoken to both civil rights leaders and elected officials in Akron who tell me they are deeply concerned because the mood and the temperature in the city is hot and tense. And people are tired of being told, calm down. No, it's like, no, stop treating us this way. That's where it should all begin. This calm down thing, where is that coming from? And so I will continue to report what I know. Almost everything I know right now is on my Instagram page, but this is a case that I think we will know about for years and years to come. I've got to run. I'm heading into an interview that I'm about to do. But love, 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 and appreciate you. Please love on your families and your friends this weekend. You know, a phrase that I've been saying for years is something that I try to live by. Never make the people you love guess how you feel about them. As I think about this brutal murder and a family never being able to say goodbye to this young man, just love on your family extra hard. Love on your loved ones extra hard this weekend. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.